Getting there, Shabbos, everybody. It is almost Shabbos. It's not ordinary Shabbos. It is a special Shabbos. Shabbos Chanukah, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. Wow. What a Shabbos. What a combination. I want to thank our generous sponsors for turn Friday into Erev Shabbos, Minda and Zipporah Fishman, Ischus Fachai, Rivka Bas Zipporah Fredel, in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rabbi Yaakov, Siben David Aryeh. Almost time for that siren on this short Friday. We've got to light those Chanukah candles, light those Shabbos candles. Welcome, Rosh Chodesh. What a special Shabbos it is. How exciting it is. You know, the Sfas Emes says that on the Friday, the Shabbos Chanukah is very special. To combine the light of Chanukah, with the light of the Shabbos candles. The light of Chanukah, Pir Samanes, the light, the candles we don't benefit from. Ein lan rishus lehishtamesh bahem. Ela lir osam bavad. We don't benefit, we don't count, we don't read next to them. We just look at them, we gaze at them. We are enlightened and illuminated through them. And then the Shabbos candles that promote shalom bayis. The Shabbos candles that illuminate the home so we can see and count our brachos, so that we can get along with unity and with harmony. And the combination of those lights is the brightest, brightest light. And then you throw into that mix Rosh Chodesh, new beginning and fresh opportunity. What an incredible Shabbos. What an exciting Shabbos this is. The Gemara Shabbos Daf Chav Gimel tells us, Haragel Bener, Havien Lambanim Tamidei Chachamim, a person who takes the lighting of candles as a regular feature of life, Haragel Bener, Haragel Bener, you accustom yourself to light. You'll have children who are Tamidei Chachamim. What does that mean? What candles are you lighting? Some say it's talking about Shabbos candles. Others say Haragel Bener is talking about the Chanukah candles. But the truth is, the one who lights both, the Chanukah and the Shabbos candles, will have children who are Tamidei Chachamim. Why? What does that mean? So some say Haragel Bener means that you burn the midnight oil, you burn the candle, you sit and you learn next to that light, you'll have banim Tamidei Chachamim. We have to model so that they will emulate us. We have to serve as role models and as an example, Haragel Bener. We have to use those candles and use that light in order to lift, in order to illuminate others. But the Sfas Emes gives another idea. Sfas Emes says something, Meridek, something so beautiful, something that I hope will illuminate and enlighten your life as it does mine. Says the Sfas Emes, a beautiful thing, Haragel Bener. What does one thing have to do with the other? You have Talmidei Chacham, children who are righteous, children who are scholars, just because you lit the Shabbos candles, just because you lit the Chanukah candles? And he says, no. Haragil comes from, Haragil is hergil, is custom and rote and habit and pattern. Haragil, the things that we do that we are accustomed to do. But if Haragil, bener, if we take the things that we're accustomed to doing, but we do it bener, we do it with a light, and a fire, and a spark, and a bren, we do it, and we're on fire in the way that we do the things that haragil, if we are haragil, but bener. So every Friday we light the Shabbos candles, every Friday night we make Kiddush, every Friday night we make Hamotzi, every Friday night we come to the Shabbos table, every Friday night we say the same davening, every Friday night we sing the same Zmiros, haragil, these are the things that we're used to doing. But we don't mail it in, and we don't do it in any ordinary fashion. Haragil, we do the things that we're accustomed to doing, but the way we do them is bener, with a candle. The way we do it is on fire. Then we'll have children who are Talmidei Chachamim. If we want our children to be excited, if we want our children to be on fire, if we want our children to be enthusiastic and energized and passionate, then they have to see us do the haragil, they have to see us do the things that we ordinarily do, but do them in a non-ordinary way. To see us do them with a fire haragil. So it's going to be the sixth light night of Hanukkah. We're now six times we're lighting the Hanukkah candles. Haragil! This is our new pattern. This is our custom. This is our practice. But to take the thing, that haragil that we're doing, and to do it bener. Shabbos comes each and every week. But do our children, do our neighbors, do our family, do we ourselves see ourselves keeping the same exact Shabbos over and over and over again? Or haragil? We are at the minhagim and the customs of the fish and the lachaim, between the fish and the meat and the soup. All the custom, from the customary food to the customary wardrobe to the customary tefillos to the customary everything that we do, it's haragil. But do we do it bener? Each time on fire, each time with a new light, a new spark, each time with a brightness and with a light. If we want children, Tamidei Chacham says the Sfas Emes, has to be haragil. How the haragil? The haragil, the thing we are accustomed to, has to be bener. So whether it's the candles of Shabbos or the candles of Chanukah, you know, the Gemara says that wicks and oil, which are ineligible to light the Shabbos candles, they're still good for Chanukah. And the Morinayim, the Chernobyl Rebbe says, what does that mean? It means the person who doesn't get lit up, who doesn't get their spark ignited, who doesn't get excited by Shabbos, but Chanukah comes. So Shabbos Chanukah, that combination, that bright light, that energy, that warmth, mix in Rosh Chodesh, new beginning, fresh start. Chever, this is it. This is our Shabbos. This is our new beginning. Break the habit, break the rote, break that pattern, break out and find a bren, a fire, an enthusiasm, a spark, a joy. Bring a sense of presence and a sense of soul, a neshama, to everything we do and the way that we do it, to the way that we celebrate Shabbos. So we'll leave it there, a little abbreviated this week. Everyone's got to light candles. Everybody's got to get ready. Daven mincha early, light the Shabbat, light the Chanukah candles, light the Shabbos candles, and come into Chanukah with the combination of those two bright lights. We should have the most on fire, the most lit Shabbos. All that we do should be done b'ner. We should be zocha to have banim who are tamidei chachamim. Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Fun. Have a fantastic Shabbos, everybody. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay holy.